This episode was recorded with help from our sponsor, Google Notebook LM. New year, new me.
Remote Hacks Podcast on a remote hack day.
All right, so you've been digging into remote hack and air quotes, huh? Sounds like a good use of time to me. Well, we've got some really fascinating insights to share with you today. Yeah, this is some cool stuff. We're only talking about some cutting edge tech and the future of community. So remote hack, just to give you a little taste, is not just another webinar or Zoom call. Oh no, this is way more hands-on. It's about people actually getting together online and making things happen. Real collaboration, building cool projects. And mark your calendars, folks. The next one's coming up on January 25th, 2025. Can't wait for that. And then we've got Air Quotes, a podcast, but not just any podcast. This one's got a ton of personality. They've been going strong for a while now. 4 years, to be exact. They're about to drop their 50th gathering episode, which is pretty amazing. It is. It speaks volumes about their connection with their audience. We're going to be listening in on some highlights from their fourth anniversary episode, episode 69. And get this, they're also diving headfirst into AI. So yeah, get ready for an exploration of where tech, community, and podcasting are all colliding. Because it's a wild ride, folks. So let's get things off with air quotes. 4 years, 50 episodes. That's a pretty big deal in the podcasting world.
Definitely, yeah. Think about how many podcasts fade out after just a few episodes.
Totally. To hit that kind of milestone, they must have something special going on.
Absolutely. They've clearly tapped into a community. You don't get that kind of longevity without building some serious engagement like your listeners.
It's a testament to the power of podcasting, right? Creating that intimate connection week after week.
Yeah, that feeling like you're part of a conversation. And air quotes, they've really nailed that.
You know, speaking of changes, they recently made a switch in their recording setup. They moved from Zencastr to Riverside. I'm curious, from a tech perspective, what's the significance of that?
Oh, that's interesting. So for folks who aren't familiar, Zencastr and Riverside are both platforms specifically designed for recording remote podcasts and interviews.
And each has its own kind of strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yeah, right. Zencastr, it's known for its simplicity and ease of use. It's great for getting started, you know, especially if you're not super tech savvy.
Yeah. It records each participant's audio locally on their own computer, which can be good for audio quality. But the downside is you're relying on everyone's internet connection to upload those separate tracks later. So fees get a little finicky.
Exactly. Riverside, on the other hand, it records everything in the cloud in high quality. So it's more reliable, even with iffy internet. Plus, you get video recording as well.
Oh, so that move to Riverside could mean, air quotes, is thinking about incorporating video into their format.
It's possible. Could be a fine note looking to expand, reach a wider audience. Video podcasts are definitely gaining popularity.
I've noticed that too. A lot of podcasts are doing the video thing now. And, you know, it makes sense. People like to see the faces behind the voices.
Definitely adds another dimension. Speaking of adding dimensions, we have to talk about their AI experiments.
Oh yeah, this is where things get really mind-blowing. Their quotes, they're not just keeping up with the times, they're pushing boundaries. They have an episode titled AI Quotes, Ben AI Quotes.
I saw that. It looks like they created an AI version of one of their hosts.
That's exactly it. And they're using these AI voice platforms like 11 Louds and Koki to do it. It's crazy how realistic these synthetic voices are getting.
It is. It's really blurring the lines between human and machine, at least when it comes to audio. The technology is advancing at an incredible pace.
It makes you wonder, where is this all heading? What does it mean for the future of audio content creation?
That's the big question, isn't it? Think about it.
AI voices could potentially change everything. Imagine personalized podcasts tailored to your interests. Or your favorite hosts could be available 24/7, interacting with listeners in real time. Whoa, it's all like the process. But it also raises some concerns, right?
Definitely. What about the ethical implications? What happens to the authenticity and originality of content when anyone can create a synthetic belief that sounds like anyone else?
And what about the human element? Part of what makes podcasts so special is that connection you feel with the hosts, their personalities, their quirks. Can AI really replicate that?
That's the heart of a debate, isn't it? Can a machine truly capture the nuances of human expression, the humor, the empathy, the things that make us connect with each other on a deeper level?
It's like, air quotes, they're asking these important questions through their experimentation. They're saying, okay, here's this powerful technology. How can we use it responsibly? How can we use it to enhance the listening experience without losing the soul of podcasting?
Exactly. It's about finding that balance. It's about pushing boundaries while staying true to the core values of human connection and creativity.
It's a fascinating journey there, Autumn. I'm really curious to see where it leads them.
Me too. It's a glimpse into the future of audio. And speaking of the future, let's shift gears to Remote Hack.
Perfect timing. Remember, this event is coming up on January 25th, 2025. Gone method. So for our listeners who might not be familiar, can you paint a picture of what Remote Hack is all about?
Sure. Imagine a virtual space, like a digital playground, where people from all over the world come together to connect, collaborate, and create.
It's more than just a bunch of people sitting in front of their computers, right?
Oh yeah, this is active participation. Remote Hack provides the tools, resources, and guidance for people to actually work on projects together.
It sounds like a virtual hackathon, but with a focus on building community.
You got it. You know, the excitement of a hackathon, the energy of creating something new, but it's all about collaboration and connection, not competition.
That's awesome. And it really taps into the growing trend of remote work and online communities, doesn't it?
Absolutely. More and more people are working remotely, and events like Remote Hack offer a way to combat the isolation that can come with that.
Yeah, that feeling of being disconnected, it's real. Remote Hack provides a platform for people to not only connect, but to learn new skills, share ideas, and build something together.
And you never know, you might just meet your next collaborator or even your next best friend.
It's like that saying, it's not just what you know, it's who you know. But in the digital age, it's more like it's who you connect with online.
Exactly. And Remote Hack makes those connections possible. And the best part, you can participate from anywhere in the world. All you need is an internet connection and a desire to create something amazing.
It's so cool how both air quotes and Remote Hack are addressing this need for connection in the digital age. Air quotes is building a community through their podcast. And Remote Hack is giving people the opportunity to actually come together and build something tangible.
It's all about bridging that gap between the digital and the human.
I love that. So we've explored these two amazing sources, air quotes, and Remote Hack. What are your final thoughts?
Well, what strikes me is the shift we're seeing. It's a move away from passive online consumption and towards active participation. People are yearning for more than just entertainment. They want meaningful connections and opportunities to contribute their talents and ideas.
Totally. It's like people are realizing that technology, when used the right way, can actually bring us closer together, not further apart.
It's about harnessing the power of technology to create, collaborate, and build community. And air quotes and Remote Hack are at the forefront of this movement.
They're paving the way, showing us what's possible, and hopefully inspiring others to create their own spaces for connection and creation.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be alive, both online and offline.
Couldn't agree more. So to our listeners, if you're feeling inspired by this deep dive, we encourage you to check out Remote Hack on January 25th.
It's an incredible opportunity to connect, learn, and create.
And who knows, you might just walk away with a new project, a new friend, or a whole new perspective.
The possibilities are endless.
So as we wrap up, here's a final thought for you to ponder. What would your ideal online community or project look like? What would you create that would bring people together and make a positive impact on the world? Until next time, keep diving deep
and keep connecting.